Chapter 27. Talkative. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 12, verse 22. In my dream, I saw that Christian and Faithful continued to walk on the way together. When Faithful looked back, he saw someone coming. It was a big, tall man. A little later, the tall man joined them. That was possible, as there was enough room to walk together. Now that he came closer by, they found out that from far he looked better than from close by. The man's name was Talkative. Faithful spoke to him. "Well, friend, where are you going? Are you traveling to the celestial city too?" "Yes," Talkative replied. "I want to go there too." "Then come with us," Faithful said. "Let us travel together, and then we can talk together in the meantime." "Perfect," Talkative responded. "I always love to talk to people. I am glad, too, that I have met you. There are not very many people who want to talk about the truth together. Most of them prefer to talk about all sorts of things instead. I become so angry about this." "That is very sad," Faithful nodded, "for it is so good to talk together about the things of the Lord." "I like you very much," Talkative continued, "for I hear right away that you are serious about it. It is true what you say. It is much nicer to talk about the things of God than about other things. It is so good to read about these things in the Bible, too. It is a beautiful book. I love reading it, especially when I desire to read a true story." "Yes, and I can tell you that it is best to take the Bible, then. In it, you can also read about marvelous miracles which happened. There is no other book in which these things are so beautifully described." "That is true," Faithful said. "But you do not only read the Bible for true stories, do you? You also want the Lord to teach you through it, do you not?" "Exactly. I say that too," Talkative nodded. "It is good to talk about these things together. In this way, we can learn something from each other. You probably know more things that we can talk about. Anyway, I do. For example, I know that all earthly things are but empty and unimportant. The true happiness is above. But there are even more things I can talk about. Thus, I can tell you that we must be born again. I know we need a new heart. No, it is not enough that we do our very best for God. We need the Lord Jesus. His life was good, and he bore the punishment. And if we know that he did that for us, only then it is well. I know it all." Christian and Faithful listened, and Talkative continued talking. He said, "We can also learn from the Bible how you must repent, how you must believe, how you must pray, and how you must suffer. Furthermore, you can read what God promises and how he comforts. For only with that comfort you can die. And when other people teach wrong things, you need the Bible again to prove them incorrect. Thus you are able to explain it to people who do not understand what the truth is." Faithful agreed with him. "It is all true what you say. I am glad to hear these things from you." "Do you know what is really too bad?" Talkative immediately continued. "There are so few people who understand that these things are truly necessary. They live on without knowing this. They think it well with them, and that they will go to heaven being like that. But do you know what they forget? They forget that they need faith and grace, and they know nothing about faith and grace." "Allow me to say something," Faithful said. "You talk about faith and grace, but those are gifts which God must give unto us. Even though we do our very best, we cannot take them. Neither can we take them if we talk nicely about them.
I know that too, Talkative said, for it is written in the Bible that a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. I can mention 100 texts from the Bible to explain that.
I hear it already, Faithful said. We can talk with you about very many things. What shall we talk about?
You tell me, Talkative answered. Shall we talk about heavenly or about earthly things, about the law or about the gospel, about holy or about unholy things? You tell me. We can also talk about things of the past, or about things that still need to happen, about things that are very important, or maybe about other things. I like it best when it is about something that profits both of us. What would you like?
When Faithful heard all this, his mouth fell open with surprise. Immediately he walked to Christian and softly said, "What a nice travel companion we have! Surely Talkative is a good traveler to the Celestial City."
But Christian smiled at him. "This man, whom you like so much, is not a true Christian. He can deceive 20 people at a time."
"Do you know him?"
"I sure do. I know him very well, better than he knows himself."
"Please," Faithful said, "tell me what kind of person he is."
Explanation. Talkative was someone who knew much about the Bible. Maybe he knew even more than Faithful did. He could talk nicely about it, too. It is a good thing if we also want to know much about God's Word. But it is not enough. We need to live according to God's word, too. Faithful was surprised about what Talkative all knew. He thought Talkative had much more than he did, but that was not the case. Faithful had a sorrow about his sins. He often had to fight against sin, and he could not miss the Lord. A talkative Christian knows nothing about all this.